Welcome to Confessions of a Realtor. As an active, full-time realtor serving Tallahassee and the surrounding areas since 2014, it was time to use my experience to educate consumers on the whys and hows behind the home buying and home selling processes. We'll have some fun, I'll share some crazy real estate stories, and keep you informed on realtors' best-kept secrets. Why? Because when you're informed, you can make empowered decisions. Let's get into it. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Confessions of a Realtor. I want to talk about why we don't take on overpriced listings. By overpriced, I mean the comps for your house say that it should be around $350,000 and you want to list the house at $400,000 and the market data doesn't support that. There are some agents who will take on overpriced listings. And believe me, I've been in some of the sales rooms. I've had conversations with people around this in our industry. And some people will take on overpriced listings for a few reasons. So number one, they think that they can eventually talk you down to the price where it should be at. They'll let you list it at $400,000 at the get-go, but they'll know that, hey, I can talk them down to $350,000 if we get like a couple weeks into this and they get kind of worn down with the process. So that's one reason. The second reason why an agent may take a overpriced listing is because something is better than nothing. Maybe they'll take an overpriced listing, hope to get their name out there. Maybe your property has pretty good visibility from the road, so it's a way for their sign to be seen and for them to get other clients and to get other buyers while using your property as leverage, knowing that it's not going to sell for that price. And the third reason that some agents will take overpriced listings is because they're scared to tell you no, or they want to preserve that relationship with you. Those are the three basic reasons that I find that people take overpriced listings. As I think about it, a fourth potential one is maybe the comps just aren't pulled accurately. Maybe they're not having a conversation with you about why it's worth $350,000, but they're either letting you set the price or they think, okay, well, this isn't too far off. Now, whenever you are talking about pricing your home, I want you to think about one of those carnival games with the moving targets. And then you're standing there with the little BB gun or whatever device that they give you. Sometimes it's a little bit of a water gun. And you're trying to hit that point, that target with the water gun, but they're moving. The moving targets is the real estate market. And the value of your home is never really stable. It is influenced by the market appreciating. It is influenced by what your neighbor is willing to sell their house for. It is influenced by what interest rate buyers are paying. It's influenced by a lot of things. The value of your home is always fluctuating. It is always changing. You know, you really have to know as an agent how to interpret the market to see where we are to get you the most for your money, but at the same time, not throw off buyers and have them pull back from making offers on the property because they feel like it's overpriced, because they feel like you're projecting into the market too far to an appreciated market that doesn't support the $400,000 value that you want to put on a home when the market at this point indicates $350,000. The way that I learn best, honestly, y'all, is through stories. So, of course, I have a story for you guys with this as to why I do not take overpriced listings. The story that I'm going to tell you is going to be true. I have changed some of the numbers just to, you know, as they say, protect the innocent. Okay, so let's get into it. Years ago, I took an overpriced listing knowing that it was an overpriced listing. I told the seller at the time that I thought that it was going to be overpriced, but honestly thought, okay, well, maybe it can sell for this. You know, I was a newer agent, a little bit green behind the ears, and still learning the market. So let's say that I took the overpriced listing at $375,000. I still sent them documentation and recommended, I think the house will sell between $340,000 and $350,000. These clients, they had already vacated the house. So there was not a problem with accessing the property. There was not a problem with buyers being able to view the property. But they were still very emotionally drawn to the property. It had a lot of feelings for them. This is where they had raised their family. This is where their kids had each a room. This is where they had created family memories. And sometimes you can emotionally inflate the value of your house and it not be in line with the market. And that is exactly what they had done. And so I took the listing at $375,000 and I told them, hey, you know, but I really think that it'll sell between $340,000 and $350,000. During the time of our agreement, my standard agreement is typically 6 months that I'll work with a client. I brought them three different offers that were all in line with my recommendation of $340,000, $350,000. And y'all, as you know, at this point, a lot of times, even though a seller may tell you that, hey, we're just trying to get as much for the property as we can, of course, we'll listen to your recommendation if it doesn't pan out, they still wanted that $375,000 number. So I got on the phone with the wife to present an offer at $340,000, which is where I had indicated logically, hey, this is where I think that we're going to land with the way that the market is. And she said, well, maybe if we had a better advocate for the property, we would be getting a higher price. Maybe if people were seeing the property that could actually afford it, we would be selling at the $375,000. She later apologized for those comments, especially ones that directed toward me and my services, but there's still an emotional impact with selling. And so the best thing that you always want to do is price the property in line with the market. I brought them three different offers, and each one of those buyers, they had all done their research on the property. One of them even presented comparables with their offer, which you can do to show the seller that, hey, we feel like this is where it should be priced. And it's not a bad thing to do that as a buyer because you never know who the overpricing is coming from. You don't know if it's the seller typically insisting on the price. You don't know when you're on the buyer side where the overpricing is coming from. It could be the seller, as it was in this case, who just wants a higher price. It could be the agent not properly educating their client and telling them where it should really fall in line. At any rate, I brought them three different offers, all indicating that. So then when our contract ended, it's common for the agent to reach out to renew, to discuss pricing strategy, to discuss, hey, what are we going to do to pivot so that this sale actually goes through? I again presented them with the data and with the facts. They didn't want to do it. They chose to move on to a different agent, which is their prerogative. For me, at this point, we had done open houses. We had made sure that our marketing strategy was on point. We had really presented the property and reached out to a lot of different agents to put the property in the best light so that we could do a good job, you know, representing our sellers and doing our best to get them the most for their money. But it was just constant feedback of, hey, the property's in a good area. It's in great condition. However, it does need upgrades. It does need updates. It is dated. They haven't really done much to the house to be able to put it so that a modern buyer would want to purchase the property. Okay. And that was feedback that we got. Eventually, they did sell the property almost a year after I had put it on the market, and they sold it for about $325,000. Y'all, let's follow this. $375,000 is where we started off at. I recommended and brought them offers between $340,000 and $350,000, and they rejected each one of them. They hired a different agent, and that agent sold the property for $20,000 less, roughly, than the lowest price that I brought them. So why did that happen? Why did they have to sell the property for as low as they did? Well, number one, there's time on market. If a property is on the market for too long, buyers eventually start thinking something's wrong with it. Not that it's just overpriced, but they think something's wrong with it, so they should get more of a discount. Number two, buyers know that you as a seller, if you've been on the market for 9 months to a year, or even sometimes 3 months, you're worn out. You're tired. You want this process to be over. And that can be a time for the right buyer to come in and get a deal on the property. Actually, the silver lining in this, and this is maybe one of three apologies that I've actually gotten in my career, the seller contacted me after they had sold the property and reached out and apologized for not trusting me. And what she literally said was, "We just thought we knew better than you," is what she said. Now, I'm human. I make mistakes. There is never, I feel, an opportunity for me to say, like, I know everything, like, 100% of the time. But I will tell you that with my career, I know what I'm doing. It's been 8 years in this industry. Most things, in my perspective, with dealing with buyers and sellers, I'm able to pull from a different experience with another buyer or seller who thought similarly or had a similar situation. So experience in real estate really does matter. And y'all, when I tell you I was shocked that she called and shocked that she was on my phone and shocked that she was apologizing, it was just shock all the way around. And unfortunately, they had to learn that hard lesson at a time that was not financially easy for them. So they had actually purchased another property prior to selling this one. And they didn't purchase it with me. They came to me as a referral for selling their house, and they had already purchased another one. And they received some really, in my opinion, bad advice on purchasing the property that they were living in. They had paid off the house that I was selling, but they had taken out a home equity line of credit to finance the purchase of their next house. So they had opened new debt on the house that they owned and had paid off to purchase another house, thinking that, oh, well, we'll definitely be able to sell this house at this price without doing any numbers or anything like that. So they had two mortgages, one for the first house and then one on the second house. And in part of our conversations with presenting the offer and with giving them updates and letting them know where we were in the market, they were stressed out, y'all. They were still paying utility bills at the house that I was selling. They were still paying for the property to be maintained. It was a large lot with a lot of trees and a lot of bushes, so it wasn't an inexpensive landscaping bill. And they were incredibly stressed out in a process, partly because of their expectations. One of the things that the seller also told me is they had interviewed a different agent when it came to selling the house with me. And that agent was reaching out to them and telling them, hey, you could get more for the property if you used me. Oh, she's not doing this right. She's not doing that right. And that is something that I didn't know. So telling this story, it doesn't bring me any joy. It really doesn't. I really want to see people win, and I really want to see you sell for the most money and have the easiest process without an emotional burden, without a lot of stress. And really trusting the facts and trusting the market data and putting your expectations in line with that and trusting your agent, those are the things that are going to lead to you having a good process and a successful sale. Because of this experience and what I learned from it, I do not take over price listings. I won't do it. If I have a conversation with someone who's wanting to sell with me, and it's a similar scenario where, hey, you know, we really want to sell the house for $400,000, but my recommendation is $350,000 after looking at the data, seeing where we are in the market and crunching the numbers, I will refer you to a different agent versus taking you through all of that and having your expectations upset. And then honestly, probably at some point having some animosity towards me. I believe in energy, and I believe that what we put out is what comes back to us. So that's just a business standard for me at this point. Will not take over price listings. And to be honest, you as a seller, you shouldn't be wanting to overprice your house because it just leads to disappointment for everyone involved. As usual, I'll leave you with a quote. The quote today is from Taichi Ono. And it says, without standards, there can be no improvement. I hope you guys have a great week. I look forward to tuning in with you again next week. That's it for today's episode of Confessions of a Realtor. If you're looking for an active, full-time agent in the Tallahassee or surrounding areas, feel free to give me a call or shoot me a text at 850-206-2199. If you're thinking about moving and want some more real estate tips and tricks and education, my Instagram page, RachelSellsHomes850, is very active, and I do my best to educate on our local market. Check out the link in the bio on my Instagram page to schedule your own complimentary consultation with me or to refer someone else who you know is thinking about buying or selling. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to assisting you here in the Tallahassee area.